great pleasure welcoming Michael Zhang on the French program at SBS. How are you?
Good.
And you've just arrived back from Paris, back to Adelaide. And Michael, tell us about the competition you entered and the invention you presented in Paris.
So I won a competition in the Rod Allard Show. And my project was, well, I had two projects.
Mm-hmm.
The one that won me the prize was the individual project, the Wi-Fi fish feeder. And the Wi-Fi fish feeder is a fish feeder that you can connect to your phone and turn on using Wi-Fi. And it uses a motor to spin a bottle which all the fish food comes out of. And then the team project is a locust trap, which is locust free smart farm. And it's a big tub or bowl that has water in it. The water is used to kill the locust.
Yeah.
And the UV LED at the top is used to attract the locust. And then there's a laser grid that counts the locust jumping in.
And so all of this is going to help raise funds for education for young kids in Cameroon.
Yeah. I'm going to use my locust trap to capture locusts, which are like grasshoppers. And with the money we earn from selling them, we can buy chocolate for the kids in Cameroon. Because they never tasted chocolate before. But chocolate isn't going to keep them healthy. So there's another project called the Make and Sell, where they can make them sell parts or sell them to earn more money to buy food and education.
That's a fantastic piece of news. And tell us a bit more about your trip to Paris. How was that experience for you going there?
It was a very long trip there, like 24 hours there and 24 hours back, plus 10 hours time difference. When I was there, it was quite exciting. I met a lot of people, and on Thursday, I went up on stage and presented my project.
And also, you had the chance of meeting the Queen of Spain. How was that?
That was quite exciting, yeah. I got to tell her my story, which is the one I just told you now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she quite liked it.
And then you also went and did a video with the Australian ambassador in Paris.
Yeah, and
and that was a great experience for you.
Yeah.
And tell me, are you now going to try and learn French at school?
Well, I don't think we have a French lesson there. So our second language we learn at school is Italian.
So maybe in secondary school you'll get the chance to try and learn French, or even at university.
Yeah, maybe.
And we hope that you are going to learn French. And Michael, I wish you all the best for the future, and well done on earning that trip to Paris. And we look forward to maybe speaking to you again.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
And now we're going to speak to Peng Chu, who is the CEO of Stem Cell. And this competition was run by the Stem Cell Foundation. And Peng, you mentored Michael, didn't you?
Yeah. He comes to an inventors club every Sunday for about 2 hours over the last 3 years, except during the long holidays when he's away. So approximately, I suppose, about 250 hours over 3 years, if you work out the mathematics.
Yeah.
So from literally very basic knowledge on STEM, science, technology, engineering, mathematics, and programming, they managed to, in that period, as I said, every Sunday 2 hours, get enough skills in order to build his projects, like what he described as a locust trap and so forth. You know, the beginners, they go from beginners, intermediate to advanced. And so they pick up enough skill to build their own application, which is part of the STEM curriculum in school.
Yes.
So they put into practice what they have learned. Like every 2 hours, they would be able to, for instance, finish a simple project like dimming down the street light, make an alarm for the fridge when the fridge door is open, you know, and, you know, the food will get spoiled. So they'll trigger off an alarm, you see. And now they use Wi-Fi, you know, to control robots in Malaysia.
Yes.
So the kids in Malaysia or in India who's in the orphanages could be controlling the robot in Australia. So the story about this Cameroon project is similarly the same. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, this is exciting because every kid can do it. And Michael's story moved these American professors to tears. And the actual thing that they were moved was when he was asked the question, what would Michael say to the other kids in the States? And this is Michael's actual transcript. He said, "You can do anything if you really try. Nothing is really impossible. Because years ago, people believed that you couldn't go to space, and they did it. So another thing is, try and think about everyone else, because we only have one world, this Earth, and we are all on it. So if we make it a better place, everyone will be happy in the long run, and it is worth it," he said. So then her response was, you know, how would this influence the kids in California? Her response was, it will not only influence the young children in California, it will influence adults. And it influenced me, and I'm an adult, she said. So here is someone 11 years old saying, we're in one world. If we can take that message, and that message transfers to everybody else, we are one world, and we are one mankind. You know, we are human, and we are all together. The only job is to make this world a better place. Then we have done the job, and this is coming from an 11-year-old to have that perspective. This little life gives me hope, and that this world can possibly become a better place. And so this is a Professor Yunus Nobel Peace Prize winner center in California, Pepperdine University. And similarly, Beckers College has a very big social business center responded the same. So Australia kids network with everybody in the world through technology, with this person called Muhammad Yunus, who can bring about the Queen and the Prime Ministers and the Ambassador and the United Nations people for this expression by the children to engage the adults to make this world a better place. So that was the highlight of the conference, actually, the Americans were telling us.
Fantastic.
Which is fantastic. And so this is just the beginning of a journey that every kid can get involved while they study the subject called STEM. STEM cell. Cell is an acronym which stands for social enterprise learning. So by combining STEM, science, technology, engineering, mathematics, to social responsibility expressed by Michael and the many, many Michaels in Malaysia, India, Bangladesh, you will see a big change coming. Again, I repeat, it has to be amplified by people like Nobel Peace Prize winner Muhammad Yunus, who has all the connections in the world in order for them to act. So it's a very collaborative effort between children and adults, you know, to make it a better world in terms of climate change. For instance, Michael will program a 3D printed street light to dim down in 2 hours. And he's teaching the kids in Cameroon to do that. And, you know, the dumb and deaf students in India to do that. So giving them a chance to catch up with the mainstream students around the world where they're lacking the opportunity of equipment. And so what we do is to give them a chance to learn STEM and programming, which will definitely set them up on the same level playing field. Because as we all realize now, programming is it. It's the Internet of Things. They call it coding as well, you see. And so if you give them the same chance, this will become friends forever.
Great message, Peng. We wish you all the best for the future. Thank you so much, both of you, for your time and all the best.
Likewise.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you. Michael, say bye.
Bye.
Au revoir, as we say in French.
Au revoir. Thank you. Thank you. All the best.
Bye.